The opioid crisis in New Jersey, as well as elsewhere, has seen triple-digit growth of addiction and treatment admissions, as well as an equally frightening rate of growth of overdoses. The battle plan to fight this crisis is education, along with effective treatment, both which require proper funding so they can be successful. My next guest joins us to tell how this battle in New Jersey is going to be receiving the needed funds. He is a communications director with the Health Resources and Services Administration, Martin Kramer. Thanks for being here today, Marty.
Thank you for having me.
HRSA.gov is a website. Learn more about the services and the work of the Health Resources Services Administration. And for a change, New Jersey is going to be receiving some of the federal dollars instead of giving to the federal bank account. As far as what New Jersey is going to be receiving for the health centers to fight the opioid crisis, what are some of the financial details?
Well, we announced that nationwide $200 million for community health centers across the country. In New Jersey, more than $3.5 million will go to support 20 community health centers from Egg Harbor Township all the way to Piscataway to help with the help fight the opioid abuse crisis and to increase mental health services.
And looking at that list of 22, and they range all throughout the state, and it's not just in the what some people would think is the priority of the urban centers. You have places like in northern New Jersey and Dover. You have the shore towns like Asbury Park, along with Jersey City and Paterson, Newark, and Camden. Were there any what did centers have to show or submit as far as they were eligible and they were the right places to drop this coin on?
Sure. Well, when we do these kind of funding opportunities, health centers, there are 1,400 health center grantees that operate about 10,400 sites across the country. When these funding opportunities are announced, the health centers send applications to HRSA describing what they want to do with the funding, whether it's increasing service hours or training for clinicians to spot opioid addiction or to invest in health IT to help them navigate the opioid and mental health issues that the communities are facing. Those applications are scored by outside experts, not government officials, to make sure that the money will be spent properly. And then the awards are made. We had announced back in June that we intended to make these awards, and we did so this week.
I mean, look at the stats, too, in the last decade for New Jersey alone. If you're listening on the stream, the numbers in other states are equally as frightening. Admission to drug treatment programs up by 700%. 6,000 deaths from drug overdoses since 2004. And the rate of heroin overdoses in New Jersey, three times the national average. These health centers, are they strictly treatment? Or, as I said in the introduction, education and guidance is also part of the equation as far as fighting this battle. Are these centers also sources for that part of the element?
Absolutely. These health centers, which are community-based and run by the communities that they exist in, the boards of directors for these health centers are staffed by 50% or more people who live in the community. So they know what's happening in their community, and they can tailor their treatment plans to those communities. So along with the education of the patient population, we want to also make sure that clinicians have better training to spot issues and to help people with these issues. It's really important that folks know that these health centers provide care regardless of your ability to pay. You pay on a sliding fee scale that is set by the health center. So anybody, whether you have insurance, do not have insurance, or underinsured, can get help not just for mental health and substance abuse issues, but for primary care, for dental care. It's a patient medical home. We want people to have a place to go to get care.
With Martin Kramer is the Communications Director with the Health Resources and Services Administration. HRSA.gov is their website. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas as we're talking about New Jersey. Medical centers receiving $3.5 million to take on the opioid overdose crisis. The stats I just gave you tell you the need for this battle. And again, you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Is there hope, too, that these centers who get this funding, obviously they're showing that they're getting it done. Is there hope that other centers see that and tap these centers on the shoulder and say, you know, you're getting the job done. You want to share some of the tips of your success so we can succeed better, too?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that community health centers do well is partner with each other. Because they are in the communities, and if one community is seeing an issue rise, the other communities will find out about it by networking with the community health centers that are in neighboring towns, in neighboring cities, and across states. That's one of the things that we encourage the health centers to do, because as you so well said earlier in the introduction, that this is a crisis that is across the country. It's in New Jersey, and it's in West Virginia, and it's in Wisconsin, and it's everywhere in between. And it's critical that these health centers understand what is working and learn from each other. So that's part of what we want them to do. And it's part of what they do is in their daily course of business. And if I might, you mentioned the website. If you go to hrsa.gov, you can search Find a Health Center. You'll get access to a site where you can put in your zip code and get a list of all the health centers in your area who can help you with these issues.
As a side note, too, these health centers take what had been a traditional unfair load off of hospital emergency rooms, because a lot of people, we've heard the, I guess, the axiom that people, there are people who use the ERs as their primary care physicians, and that takes a lot of effort, that takes a lot of the attention off of actual emergencies that hospitals have to take care of. So these health centers really are an aid to communities in a lot of ways.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that we really want people to know is that you have a medical home at these health centers. They not only will treat you when you have a sprained ankle or you feel that your use of opioids is out of control or whatever the situation may be. They want to keep you in care. They want to help you get healthy and make sure you're healthy, whether it's controlling your diabetes or controlling hypertension or dealing with issues of obesity, whatever the medical issue is that you may be facing, these health centers want to help you not just cure it, not just fix it, but stay healthy. That's the key to good health care.
And this is part of a five-point strategy the Department of Health and Human Services has to fight the opioid epidemic. It's improving access to treatment and recovery services, targeting the use of overdose-reversing drugs like Narcan, strengthening the understanding of people of the epidemic, that's through better health surveillance, giving support for cutting-edge research in pain and addiction, advancing better practices for pain management. Do these health centers, as an extension to, work with local organizations who are specifically there for developing treatment and aftercare, observing, and just all the extra needs that an addict who wants to get out of the ditch that they're in to have the just a, what would be the good word, just a constant stream of support?
Absolutely. The health centers do want to provide a constant stream of support. And if a patient at a health center needs a referral, whether it's for mental health or substance abuse issues, or it's because through a matter of doing checkups and treatment, it's discovered a patient may need surgery or may need other kinds of help, the health centers can help refer patients to where they can get more sustained and different kinds of care.
Certainly a better option than getting multiple hits of Narcan, which we've seen too many stories of that, where it becomes a safety net for addicts who think, well, if I OD, they'll just bring me back and repeat process and do over again, which is not obviously the way you want to go. To find a health center near you in New Jersey, anywhere else on the stream, findahealthcenter.hrsa.gov. New Jersey, a recipient of $3.5 million for 20 health centers to better battle the opioid crisis in New Jersey. Learn more about this issue at the website for the Health Resources and Services Administration, hrsa.gov. We've been joined by the Communications Director, Martin Kramer. Martin, thanks for being here today.
Thank you very much for having me.